Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by the second-year head coach of the Pema Christian Boys Soccer Program, Mike Vandermolen. Mike, thanks for joining us. And just starting there, year number two, what are you most excited about for year number two and just your overall thoughts about starting your second season as the head man of the Eagles program?
Well, when you go into your first year, I mean, everything's new. And so going into this year, there's some familiarity with, you know, my role and what the boys will expect from me. So I'm excited to hit the ground running and get after it in training here soon.
And let's just talk about some of those differences, right? Because I know you served as an assistant coach for Jake when he was the head guy. What were some of the things that were a part of that learning curve in year number one that you found really enjoyable, and maybe some of the things that you're going to work on here in year number two to make sure that it's not as new or doesn't seem as new to you here in year number two?
Yeah, I think when you're, you know, you go from an assistant to a head coach, you can kind of put your own stamp on, you know, the training and what you want to focus on when you do practice, you kind of control the substitution patterns and the like. But there's a lot more that goes into it than that. There's all the administrative things you have to do, and that could be really a lot of your time is those administrative things. And so that was an adjustment, is taking all those duties on. Those aren't the most fun things to do necessarily, sending out emails and the like, but they're an important part of it too. So, yeah, you know, I have that familiarity, and I still have, you know, a good set of assistant coaches. Jake is still with the program, and he's going to stand by me this year. Garrett Brower, who's a former head coach too, he's also going to be an assistant with us again this year, and then we're going to bring on an assistant, one of the teachers at the school, Cameron Beach. He played for a while at Northwestern, and so he's going to join us too. And so we're glad to have the four of us working together this year.
Sounds like a great staff is being formed there too. And you mentioned the fact that you've got a couple of coaches with head coaching experience that are going to be working alongside of you. But just overall, having a staff of four people allows you to kind of distribute your time a little bit, maybe a little bit more one-on-one or two-on-one teaching too. Talk about maybe the impacts of being able to have multiple coaches that you could work with rather than just one or two coaches trying to teach everyone and kind of help with that training.
Yeah, you can divide things up into smaller groups a little bit. And so when you design a training session, you know, maybe you work with, you know, an offensive, like what you want your offensive sets to be as far as set plays and the like. But then maybe another assistant is off with keepers and going through some goalkeeper work. And so it gives you a little bit more flexibility when you do train. And it's just another set of eyes out there to look for something maybe you may have missed as a head coach. And it's also, you know, a good resource to bounce things off of. And so I'm glad to have all those guys with me, and they're good men. And I'm excited that they're going to help lead the program.
Should be a good year. And again, we're talking to Mike Vandermolen, the head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Soccer Program. Looking at this year's team, there's a lot of returning faces, and we're going to talk more about the guys individually this year, but I'm sure that changes some things here too this year as far as what you're wanting to do, because it's here in year number two, you talk about those training methods, having a lot of guys who are returning from last season to this season, they're going to have some of those skills that transfer over this year. So kind of when you've been putting together these training plans for practices, what have those kind of looked like to kind of help grow the skills of the team and kind of help them advance as you try to find more success even this season?
Yeah, I mean, our training sessions are, you know, usually we'll take some time to work as a big group and then we'll break things up a little bit. But everybody knows their role a little bit more going into this year. So they can really focus on what they need to do to become better soccer players. And they're not necessarily going to be looking over their shoulder or wondering if they're going to be getting minutes at the varsity level. So I think everybody goes in a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more focused on the task at hand. And so that's the nice thing about having, you know, returning upperclassmen is they provide that leadership and they can kind of mentor those younger guys and bring them into the fold. And so having those guys, you know, we have a number of guys, it's their fourth year starting. And so to have that leadership, it's very valuable to us.
I can imagine so. And just kind of coming back and touching on some of the guys that graduated, I know that they will have left some spots in the lineup and some potentially big spots as well. I know a Keegan Fabma in the goal. You had a Trayvon Monin on the defensive line who was a really solid player for you in the back end there. You also had a guy in Cali Bastos who came up pretty big, especially in the middle of the season there, kind of made an emergence. What have kind of been the plans as you work through trying to find the right people to kind of help minimize the roles that will be taking on that were left by those three individuals?
Yeah, fortunately, we return almost all of our scoring, you know, maybe save a couple goals. But all of our scoring will be back for the most part, which to have talented goal scorers, I mean, that's what you want to build your team around. And so we already have that in place, and we know who those individuals are. We know who helps build up those scoring attacks. On the back end, we do lose a center back to graduation, and so we'll be evaluating during our training sessions how we may fill that role, whether it be another center back or maybe going to a back three, what have you. So we'll be looking at that here in the first couple weeks of the season. Our keeper did graduate too, and so we know Dallas Ford, who's a freshman, is going to step into that role, and Dallas did some things that we couldn't do in the past. He's able to play at his feet a lot more, and so we can play through Dallas and build up out of the back a lot more. So that's just a different way we'll be able to play this year, and so we're looking forward to, you know, kind of emphasizing that in training and what that looks like. So, you know, we have a couple holes to fill, but, you know, some years you lose a lot of your guys to graduation. You're building the whole team. But we don't have to go through that this year, fortunately, and so we can kind of focus on those two or three key areas where we do need to backfill from last year.
Absolutely, and just kind of talking about some of those returners individually here, I know three of the names that just will probably jump off the page to everyone when we talk returners are Ethan Van Arendonk, Keem New Parker, Nathan Brower, just to name a few of them. I know that there's others who you could probably enlist that make notable contributions. I know that those are three seniors that are going to be crucial in the way that this program is led, and they all lead a little bit differently. Ethan maybe a little bit more the outspoken, energetic guy. Camden more the get down to business, you know, lead by example type. Nathan maybe a little bit of a mixture in that type as well, but they all lead in their own way and lead in a good way and should help lead the Eagles to big things this season.
Yeah, and I'd throw Theo Hugen into that mix too. Theo's also started for 4 years along with those other three. And so, you know, Ethan is and Theo are our strikers. Ethan's always looking to play over the top when we can, to play through, just so he can run in from behind. That's how he likes to play. Theo's more of a guy that can kind of create within the penalty area. So they kind of feed off of each other, and we'll be looking at ways to maximize what they do. Sometimes we don't slow up play enough to build up numbers in the front, and so, you know, what can we do to slow things down a little bit so we can get people more forward and get more scoring chances? So we'll be looking at that a little bit this year. And then in our central midfield, Camden Parker, who's, you know, tall, quick, he's has all the skills. He's able to feed those strikers, and he's able to, you know, really play well defensively. And when we do lose the ball, he's oftentimes winning that ball back right away. So to have him there in the center of our midfield and anchoring that is, you know, that's one of the key pieces you need to fill every year, and we know what that's going to look like. And then in the back, Nathan Brower is a 4-year center back starter, you know, a big, strong guy who knows what the position entails. He knows, you know, how to avoid mistakes. He knows how to work with his other center back or with his wing backs. So he anchors that defense for us, absolutely. And you know, our scoring defense was much improved last year. We didn't give up a whole lot of goals. So we're looking to improve on that this year. But those four guys really anchor things for us throughout our team.
And before we jump into kind of the goals for this season, got to talk about some of the newcomers. I know you mentioned the Dallas Ford, who's going to step into the goal for Keegan Fatba this year. Who have been some of those other names who've kind of stepped up here early in the training process and getting ready for this season that have kind of just made an impact on the way that you're watching this team, thinking that they could make an impact come this season to kind of help the Eagles attain some of the goals that they have set forth this season?
Yeah, we're still getting into our training. We haven't had a lot of training sessions yet to evaluate everybody exactly where they're going to be. But we have played a lot in pickup outside because the weather's been pretty nice this spring. So we have been able to be out there and just kind of, you know, be with the guys when they play pickup soccer and the like. So I think we'll have about 25 varsity and JV total squad. And so what we're looking to do is build up that depth. And so where can we get guys in the midfield position to give guys rest? And I don't think we've identified exactly who that's going to be necessarily. I know Dallas Ford is going to contribute at keeper. Joel Pogany, he's played a lot of soccer in the past. Ian Vandermolen is going to play a little bit at a midfield position. And then we've had some guys that are really stepping up from their kind of reserve roles that I think have potential to play. Finn Sprunk has looked really good when I've seen him playing pickup. He's somebody who's, I think, gained a little bit of quickness, but he's a big, strong guy. And so where can we put him? Ben Van Weingarten is still going to be in a starting role, but can he, you know, can we get him on the scoring sheet, get him to score, be more of an offensive threat? And there's you know, I'm forgetting a lot of guys, but there's a lot of guys that I think are potentially could contribute this year. But we do need to gain some more depth because we have – it's a 17-game season, and it hits you in about 7 weeks. So we do need to be able to rest guys. We need to be able to adapt when we have injuries occur. So we're just going to evaluate that as training unfolds here in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And we look at the goals for the team this season. I know you said it's still early on in the process, so maybe not all of them have been set forth by the team standard, but what are some of the things that you're looking for from this team this year so that when you look back, come season end, you're like, yep, that was a successful season?
Well, I think we want to maximize our opportunities. And so there's a couple times when I think we didn't give games away, but I think we could have come out with a victory, and we didn't. And so we just need to make sure that we're playing smart soccer. We're playing in a manner that is responsive to the score. If we're ahead, we need to be able to maintain those leads and be able to, you know, prevent somebody from putting in two goals in the second half. And at times too, we've been able to adapt to play some of our stronger teams, but we're just looking to maximize what we can be this season. We don't put set goals on saying, hey, we want to get to this level of the playoffs or that level of the playoffs. We want to get better in training every day. And if you don't do those things, then you'll maximize your outcome at the end of the season. So I just want to make sure that we have our identity early and they continue to grow, continue to see that growth throughout the season as we, you know, bring in more guys into the system and see them be, you know, their technical skills and look, they are aware of what we want to do as a team. And so, you know, the chips are going to fall where they may. You know, sometimes you can't control officiating. Sometimes you can't control everything about your opponents or injuries and the like. But we just want to maximize what we can be this season.
Absolutely true. Coach Van Der Molen, appreciate the time. Best of luck to the Eagles this season. And looking forward to many more great conversation about Eagles boys soccer throughout the spring.
Yep, I'm so excited to get started, and we're going to get after it.
Absolutely. That was Mike Van Der Molen, head coach of the Pemba Christian boys soccer program, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.